Hi everyone, it's Nina Amir, Inspiration to Creation Coach, and it is the June 21st session of the Women's Inspired Writing Results Group, second one of the month, and we're kind of low on people, but we're going to get started anyway.
Right.
Because we want to get our stuff done.
Yeah.
We want to achieve results.
Right, right. We want to do that.
All right. So, who wants to go first, Francine or Peggy?
Well, I haven't listened. Peggy, Nina and I had a session privately the other day, and I guess it was Monday, and it was all about how to navigate Twitter, which is still, it seems impossible, but it's still difficult for me. But I haven't listened to the recording yet, and I shall do that this week.
Okay. All right, so let me go through what your intentions were for last week. I'll put that, I'm going to put that down as an intention that you are going to listen to a recording of session with Nina.
Right.
Okay, so your intentions were to explore new platform strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Oh, well, wait, let me back up. I have missed a step, sorry. Accomplishments, and I know you were down a lot of the week, but is there, you had 2 weeks, any accomplishments you want me to add here?
What were my intentions? I don't remember.
Well, I thought, well, yeah, somehow I'm like discombobulated. So, the first one was explore new platform strategies. I started out right, see?
Yeah, so you did right. I have not done anything. I have not done anything. I have not done anything. But I think that's correct. I have to consider new platform strategies.
Okay.
And that is also on my to-do list for the next 2 weeks.
All right. Publish a new ebook.
Yes, I sent it to the designer, and she asked me to write copy for the back cover, and I just did that now. And now I have to work with her on the front cover. So that we will be doing that in the next 2 weeks.
All right, so hold on, because first you said you did it, so I have to alter. All right, so you got cover design.
We have to do the cover design, right.
Okay, well, but you sent book to
designer, and I wrote copy for the back cover.
Copy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So that's movement. So that's good. You were going to see if anyone would pick up. See if anyone will pick it up traditionally. Did you mean this ebook?
Yeah, I haven't written I have to write a proposal for it. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
But I am looking for places to speak about it. Yeah.
All right, draft your proposal.
Yeah, I have to do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so what I have under intentions is explore new platform strategies, see if anyone will pick up the ebook traditionally, draft your proposal, listen to the recording of the session, publish new ebook. And under accomplishments, I have sent new ebook to designer and wrote back cover copy. Anything else
right.
you want to add there?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, thank you.
And you have every reason to have not done much since you were kind of down and out quite a
bit
of time. All right, Peggy.
Yes.
I have finished part 3 and 4 of chapter 5.
I am in such a slump, I didn't do any on that.
Okay. Write one more blog post and publish the one that is ready.
I did do that, both those posts.
Awesome.
So I did do something.
Okay. Write story for newspaper. No code or no care.
I worked on it. I didn't finish it. I don't have a deadline, so I guess that's part of it.
You're kind of faint. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, let me move my phone. Let's see. Usually I put it on a flat surface and it works better. How's that?
A little better.
Well, let me find another flat surface. How about there?
That's a little
is better. Is that any better?
Tiny bit.
Better.
Is it just me, okay. Francine, or can you?
I find her a little wispy. It's hard for me to hear her, even after she's moved the handset.
Yeah.
Okay, let me keep moving because I live way out in the country, so we don't get...
Yeah.
That's I spend all my time quite
alone. Mine was in the country too, and I can hear her just fine.
Yeah, but it took me years to get internet. We had to pay for getting the wires in. It was terrible.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, Comcast came out, and they said, we're willing to come down your road, but you guys, the whole road had to come up with a certain amount of money.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible, but it increased our housing price, you know, I mean, the value of our home, because now we have internet, you know, but
were all of your neighbors in agreement that you should do that?
No, some didn't do it and didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And some chipped in and didn't get it just because they wanted to be able to say it was available if they ever sold their houses.
Mm.
But there were a number of people who did not get it, and some didn't chip in as much as others. And
mm-hmm.
But I was like, I have to have internet.
Like, yeah, well, people
satellite and all kinds of other things that were terrible. Huh. Anyway, all right. We have finished writing proposal, Peggy.
Okay. I'll finish writing the proposal. No, I didn't do that.
And now I can't hear you at all.
Oh, I moved it. Let's see. How about here?
Are you holding it to your head?
Let me try that.
Uh-oh. Francine?
Yeah, I'm here, but I heard a plunk like...
Yeah, I think Peggy left us.
Yeah,
hold on. She probably pushed a button by accident.
Peggy has left the building.
We'll see. She'll probably be back. I wonder where everybody else is.
So how long between the time you occupied your house and got internet service? Just out of curiosity.
I've been in the house, 12 years or something. And first we just used like a MiFi device.
Oh.
You know? And we're always running out of bandwidth, and then we got
how frustrating for you.
Satellite. We had another kind of satellite after that, and satellite was okay, but not great. And then we got Comcast. Are you
here
back?
Okay, I'm back here.
Oh, much better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, much better. Much better.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I said finish writing proposal, and then I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay, and so I did not get to that.
Okay. So then you didn't get the proposal to the editor.
Right.
Write Twitter posts and put on Hootsuite.
I did do that.
Okay.
I did the easy things.
That's all right. Okay. So what about intentions for this week? We're still finishing part 3 and 4 of chapter 5.
Let's table that for a while because I want to talk to during question and answer about something, a new idea.
Okay. So I took that off. Write story for the newspaper?
Yes, finish that.
Mm-hmm.
Finish writing proposal?
Yes, I need to get back to that.
Get proposal to editor?
Let's hold off.
Okay. Write Twitter posts and put on
yes.
the street?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll do some question and answer, and then I might answer. Then I might add...
Okay. Okay, well, that is it, since there's only two of you, unless somebody else shows up and wants to do theirs. So we've got lots of time for the two of you to get kind of semi-private coaching.
Can you repeat back what my intentions are? One is to write a proposal. Another is to work on my platform. And what else?
Okay, let me go through them all.
Or work on the design
explore
of my
explore new platform strategies.
Yeah.
See if anyone will pick up the ebook traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we should just take that off and just say draft proposal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. So explore new platform strategies, draft your proposal, listen to recording a session with
uh-huh.
Nina, publish new ebook. I guess I can't put on there.
I can't publish the ebook till I have it designed, right?
Yeah, so I was going to get the ebook designed. But you've got a couple weeks, so I'll just leave that on there, just, you know,
okay.
your intention. Anything else?
No, that's more than enough. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Questions, ladies?
Okay. Miss Peggy, I guess I don't have to say.
No, I can tell the difference between your two voices. That's fine.
I want to talk about slump, being in
slump?
Writing. And,
slump?
And
did you say, wait. Did you say slump, like S-L-U-M-P?
Yes.
Okay.
And also...
Sit up.
What?
Sit up.
Oh, I'm trying. I have to lean over to the cell phone.
No, I think she means in terms of your slump.
She's teasing me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. You need to talk louder again, though, because somehow you're fading again.
I wonder if it's this phone. Talk for 1 minute. I'm going to walk outside. There's a bench outside. I won't be able to use my computer, but I'll be right up.
Juanetta.
Tom, or does somebody go?
I don't know. I'm still here.
Juanetta.
Oh, Juanetta's here.
Hey, Juanetta.
Hey, Juanetta.
Hello.
Hi. I just got finished walking my dog, so sorry.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We got Peggy trying to get better reception, and they've both checked in, so we'll check in with you while Peggy's figuring out reception.
Right.
Okay.
So hang on. Let me get what I have from you from last time you were here. Glad you could make it. We haven't heard from you in a while.
No.
Okay. Juanetta, you said you would finish half of the middle of your book.
And I didn't.
Finish plotting the book with the tools you created, the core board and the post-it notes.
It's still plotting.
Okay.
But I'm actually reading now, but go ahead.
Okay, and then finish book by the beginning of September.
Shooting for that. Unfortunately, I'm also volunteering for an event. So.
Okay, so what have you accomplished that wasn't on your list?
What have
you
I
said
accomplished?
You've been plotting the book.
I've been plotting the book. What I didn't write on my book was reading more young adult books, and I'm rereading The Girl Who Fell from the Sky.
Okay, so so you read YA books.
Yeah. I had talked to Elizabeth, and she says, just why don't you read some AYA? She says, rest and read some YA books, and then, you know, she says it'll charge you up. And I said, okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I've still been plotting, you know, and stuff.
You've been traveling.
Yeah, and I've been traveling. Yeah, my feet are planted on the ground now, and they'll be for a while. So,
okay.
Wanted to get some early summer, pre-summer traveling out.
Okay, so that's all you want me to put.
You're
going to
be gone too. So.
Yeah, I am. We're going to talk about that at the end here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have under accomplishments plotting the book, and read YA books, and then under intentions, do we still want to have finish half of the middle of the book?
Yes, that's my intention.
Okay, and you want to finish plotting?
Right, yeah, because I actually did sort of get a block, a writer's block, and it was just driving me crazy, and I was wondering if it was because of the event that I'm producing, what's going on. So, because I certainly can put aside the time to write, but for whatever reason, there's a block.
Okay, well, I think Peggy wanted to talk about being in a slump, too, so we can talk about that here in just a
minute. Okay, good.
Right. Anything else you want on intentions or accomplishments?
No, I think I should just sort of, you know, not be overzealous with everything and bum myself out because I don't reach them.
That's fine. I think everybody's taking it a little easy right now with the summer, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, having accountability keeps everybody still working a little bit anyway.
Right.
Which is, I think, kind of what happened last summer, too. All right, well, then we are back to coaching. So we have three people to get coached by me. And Peggy had a question about slump. Are you still there, Peggy?
Okay, how's the phone here? I came all the way outside, out to a bench with. So I'm in a slump, and I'm kind of like really not liking my book at all, and almost this tremendous resistance to writing about it, and I'm having a thought about a total revamp of the book, because I think it's too didactic and boring, and that's probably why I'm resisting writing, because I'm in the middle of writing about the physiology of the pelvis and that kind of stuff, and it's really boring, and it's really hard to make it not boring. And so in the middle of doing this, there's a woman whose name is Melinda, and she keeps writing these incredible personal narratives. They're about 500 to 800 words long, and she just puts them on a support group. It's a private support group, confidential support group. But I keep writing to her back channel. I say, can I put that on my blog? She'll say, sure. So I'll put it on my blog, and now I'm thinking, this woman and her incredible ability to describe what she's going through with her pelvic sling may be what I need to put a fire under my book, is to weave her through my book, or weave two or three women through my book.
Definitely think that personal stories are electrifying for readers.
Yeah.
Especially with the kind of book you're writing, I think, because having examples of what people are going through helps. The idea is to help women who are going through this, so having actual examples, anecdotes, is definitely going to bring it to life.
Yeah, I was putting anecdotes in, but then all of a sudden I'm discovering this woman has this incredible skill with her typewriter, that maybe I should look into the legalities of, or some way of making a contract with her to kind of feature her, or to use her writing, or I don't know.
You just quote her. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, but if you want to use large amounts
I want to use the way she leads you through this narrative about her visit with her doctor. She wrote an angry letter to the doctor who failed her in the first place. It was just beautiful. So there's whole parts that I think, you know, even though it would be edited, it would be really great if she would. And she's been really willing to let me use her stuff on the blog for free. But then I'm wondering, that's not really right. If she's going to take up a major amount of space in the book, maybe I need to look into some legal.
What you would want is to have a contract with her, because you're using so much of her story.
Yeah.
Just giving you permission to do that, and, you know, releasing you from any financial
mm-hmm.
obligation to her, all that. That's where I would be going to, like, the California Lawyers for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And I would get have them help you draw up a contract. Doesn't cost much to join California Lawyers for the Arts, and you're supporting them. And once you've joined, you should be able to get somebody to help you.
They're right in Fort Mason, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I don't want you to feel embarrassed that you're using this other person's material.
Well, it's not embarrassed. It's just what's right. Because it's really her skill with writing that is enchanting me and a lot of other people. But I'm thinking I'd like to use that in the book.
Right. You sound a little apologetic, though, so I just want to make sure you didn't feel that.
Well, I don't want to rip her off financially. I mean, like, I could. One thought I had was to be her editor and compile her stories for her and do it half and half or something.
Is she planning to write a book?
Not at this time.
So she's your collaborator.
I wouldn't even make her a collaborator. I would just tell her you want to feature her story.
Okay.
And then what I would do is I would go out and I would go to help a reporter out, and I would try to find one or two more people. And then all you're doing is you're just, you know, peppering your book with people's stories. But for all of them, you should be getting permission from them to use it.
Right, right.
Without financial obligation to them.
So what if she discusses, what if she, well, I guess I need to ask the lawyer that. If she starts asking me about getting some financial remuneration, then that needs to be part of the contract, right?
Yes, but, you know, if all you're doing is, if you're writing a book and she is one of several people that you're using to illustrate the book,
There
should be no reason to pay her anything.
I've got somebody else, and she can't write as well, and so she just writes a kind of really a lousy copy, and I turned it into something magical for her. So that's really different in my mind than this woman who's handing me these jewels, you know.
Yeah, but it's, you know, this is different than if you asked, you know, if you interviewed them. But
what's going on with the reception?
Yeah, I hear something. So maybe somebody's just making noise.
It's tough.
Anyway, so that's my suggestion.
Okay.
Treat them like interviews, only they've written something. I mean, if you, you know, sometimes like on Help a Reporter Out, somebody will ask for something and you just email them, you know, a quote. I mean, it happens to me all the time on for blogs.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't she have a blog anyway?
She's just putting it in one of those closed Facebook groups.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just seeing it as a writer. I'm seeing it as gold. gold nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very powerful story.
Maybe there's somebody else in that group that you could quote.
What'd you say?
Maybe there's also someone else in that group that you could quote.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've got another woman who's got an equally compelling story that I've already got in my book. But so I'll just look for another person who will just stick with me through the process.
Yep, that's what I would do.
So slump.
But I would get a contract just to make sure that you know, they don't later say, "Oh, your book was a New York Times bestseller, and now you know, you're making money, and I want some of it." You need to have a contract to protect yourself from that.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm hearing you. I'm just writing it down.
Hello?
Hello?
Francine is here. Who else is here? Hello?
I'm still here, Juanetta.
Hello?
I hear you, Nina. Can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so does that answer your question?
Well, and then slump. Maybe the slump would get cured if I have a new idea, I think.
Well, I think what
my experience in writing books is that halfway through it, I'm sick of it. But that doesn't keep me from finishing the book.
Well, I think the technical stuff is hard and not as interesting. And so if you're feeling that it's not interesting to the readers, then that's going to put you in a slump because you're going to be struggling just to write it, thinking that it's not working. So I think that if you consider how to take this new strategy and apply it, if you know, see whether that doesn't reignite the fire.
Yeah.
Because it sounds to me like you're just doubting like this is hard stuff to write, the technical stuff, but it's also not that interesting, and so you're worried about it. And you know, maybe you want to have somebody else read it too to tell you whether it's boring. Because if it is, then definitely you need to write it in a different way.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I would be doing is I'd get some feedback and I would be exploring different ways to go about doing the writing and you know, different angle to take on it that would be a little more interesting, especially with the technical information.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there are a lot of books that, you know, have like one chapter where all the technical stuff is in there and it's not the most interesting chapter in the world, but it's necessary.
That's the chapter I'm stuck on, because the rest
is... So maybe you need to do just what Francine said, just plow through it.
Plow through it.
Sit down and say, when I have something like that, I just say, I will have this done by Friday, period.
Okay.
Hell or high water, I'm finishing the first draft of this chapter. I don't care whether it's lousy, I will finish it.
Okay.
So that's the other option, is just get it done. Because you can always rewrite it.
Right. Right.
And stop critiquing yourself while you're writing it.
Yeah. That's what it is. Just write it. Don't worry about whether it's any good. Just
that's
leave it
right.
There.
Okay.
Trust me, this is Juanetta. That doesn't work.
work
now
for
you're
me,
not being
but
helpful,
okay,
Winetta.
So it doesn't work for Winetta. So tell us about that, Winetta.
Oh, man. You know, I can write the most beautiful narratives, beautiful storylines, and they feel wonderful. And I can write, like, 30,000 words, and then it's time to go to bed. You know, some great ideas cross your head. You go back to your work, and you go, that's not a good start. That doesn't really work either. Oh, and then you have to change everything, and you're doing the same thing for 3 years. So I highly recommend that you just plow through it, like Francine said.
Well, I think there's a little bit difference between writing fiction and nonfiction.
Well, that's true, but, you know, I'm also kind of like her, where you kind of get sick of the story because you're doing the same thing. You're going on, you know, I love my story. And I know you love yours too, but I understand. You know,
I really think it's a mistake to edit your work before you've downloaded everything in your brain.
I know it's a mistake.
It's a trap.
It really is.
That's my view anyway.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah. And see, I used to do editing at a job I had, and so I just have to stop. Understand that, you know, that's just for someone else to do. It's like having a car and trying to fix it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, the thing is, you can come back and edit it, but like Francine said, you know, you want to get the download. You want to just get it down on paper. I'm a big planner. I'm a big advocate of planning, fiction and nonfiction.
Yeah.
And then just following your plan, I mean, unless something really inspires you to go in another direction, but just kind of plow on through, get it down, and then go back and edit. Mm-hmm. And if you're having other ideas that you don't know exactly how they're going to work, just jot those down and put them in a folder and come back to them.
Put them
in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think someone mentioned it's good to have someone read it, you know, you know, someone who gets that genre, who knows that genre, not just, you know, anyone, and you can get some really good feedback.
Right. And you're correct about someone who knows the genre, because my issue with critique groups is not that I don't think critique groups are good, but if you're writing YA and everybody else is writing adult thrillers,
they won't get it.
And romance, they're not going to be able to give you good advice. So what you need is somebody who writes YA or who edits YA, and even if you have to pay them to just do a read-through and give you a list of things to fix, you know what I mean, where they don't actually edit.
Yeah.
But they just read through, and they come back, and they say, here are the 20 things you have to do to fix this book.
Yeah.
That can be worth it. But there still is that finding the willpower to make yourself just go on through. And it sounds to me like, Winetta, you're just constantly changing. Is that correct? Constantly
editing. I stopped. I mean, that was what I said. That was one of the things that I said I was going to stop doing, which is why I started plotting, is I'm done. I'm fed up with my editing brain taking over.
And so what's happening with plotting?
Hmm?
Is your editing brain taking over while you plot?
Not yet. And so I'm hoping if I visually see where I'm headed, that I can go to the editing person. No. This is where it goes here. So that's what my hope is.
Well, having the editor's hat on when you need to be creating is never helpful.
No.
And I have a very imaginative mind. My imagination is just wild. And so, yeah, getting that left brain stuff out. Anyway, didn't mean to interrupt, but.
No, that's okay. I mean, it's along the same line. So if you knew what you needed to do to stop editing and start writing again, what would it be?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, me? Yeah. Telling that voice. I even did this. I was in the house by myself, thank God, because everyone would have thought I was crazy. I was writing, and then all of a sudden, that brain says no, and I said, no, you can't have this. This is my time. And I said, oh my God, someone, if someone hit it, I thought I was crazy, and I just kind of plowed through it. It was. That's why I said maybe I shouldn't go to a cafe and write. So, but that's what I did. I mean, I verbally told that, shut that down.
Yeah. Well, some people say to give that voice a name and tell it to screw up until you're ready to edit.
Yeah, I call it my inner editor.
You call it what?
My inner editor.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
I call it
Louise.
You give it, I am going to give it a name, Voldemort.
Now, you're talking about cafe writing. So here's another thing that can help boost your creativity in general, and that is to not be in your office or not be in the place where you normally write. There are actually studies that show they've had people sit outside a box, not an office, just outside a box, and they were more creative. So change your location, change how you situate. So, I mean, if you always sit, then stand.
Right.
Right. They found that people who lie down are more creative. So, you know, maybe you kind of lounge on a bed.
The people who sleep are more creative than people.
Actually, they are because they're not tired.
No, she's right about that, because I used to keep my laptop on my bed, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at it. I'm gone.
I want to know if we get to put that down for accomplishments at the next phone call.
In bed.
Sleep on it, right.
Well, you know what, speaking of, you know, writing at cafes, I've been sort of perusing the area because I live south of Market. And the problem, I bought a bicycle, but the problem is, you know, they get stolen so much. So I said, I'll just ride my bike to a shop, put my backpack. And then I discovered, you know, a block away, Airbnb, they bought most of the gift center, because I live like a block from that.
Oh, wow.
And they let you sit in there. You could bring your own food and all that. You could sit down in the lobby area. And I said, oh, then that's what I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick up my computer and my little books and, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, I find if I write in a cafe, there's something about
that energy,
the noise level that kind of blocks out a lot of distraction, actually. And the other thing is I'm more productive because I don't want to have to be there too long. And so if I go in there with a goal, like I have to finish these things before I leave,
I'm
more focused.
That's interesting.
Well, because you're sitting on those hard seats, and you know what I mean? And so it's like it's nice for a while. You've got your coffee or your tea, and, you know, you're in there, and it's like, this is really nice. I'm a writer in a coffee shop. And then, you know, after about 2 hours, you're like, I really want to go home, but I haven't finished. So I better.
And you'll be in really good company, and you'll be amazed at how many writers are in a coffee shop.
Right, but if you tell yourself that then, you know, you can't leave till you do it, then you're going to crack down and do it.
It's true.
Or go to a coffee shop with another writer, actually. Go with another writer and do timed writings together.
Yeah.
See how many words you can write in 20 minutes. And make it a contest. That's what they do during NaNoWriMo.
Hmm.
So you can try that, too. You can also try that at home. So that's why that Pomodoro technique works so well, because it tells you to only do whatever you're doing for 30 minutes and then to get up and do something else for 10 minutes and then come back. So whether it's 30 minutes or 50 minutes, I always tell you guys, you know, work for 50 minutes and then get up. But whether it's, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, set a timer and tell yourself you can't do anything but write. You cannot edit. You only can write during that time.
Well, I do every 2 hours. I set a timer only because writing is so sedentary. And I get up and do 10 minutes of elliptical or total gym or something for 10 minutes, and I go back to writing every 2 hours.
Okay, so that's too long for your brain, actually.
What, 10 minutes?
No,
2 hours.
2 hours. Studies show
that I'm
pre-diabetic. If you break every 50 minutes to an hour, you're going to have more clarity and more creativity, more focus.
If I do, so just every hour? Yeah,
yep.
I do it because I'm pre-diabetic, so I got to exercise. all that stuff. So,
well,
an
it's
hour.
Got,
okay.
It has to do with high performance. If you want to
okay.
perform better,
so every
try
hour?
Drinking every
okay.
hour, even if it's for 5 minutes. Get
okay.
a drink of water, eat a little something, eat some nuts or whatever, and then go back.
All right. I'll
and
try
do
that.
Something like you said. Getting on the elliptical or something's great. You know, yeah. I usually recommend my high-performance clients that they do some kind of deep breathing or a little Tai Chi or, you know, something, walk around the block, do something for 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Where they
yeah,
actually
I was reading
are oxygenating
as long as
their body
right. yeah.
and hydrating it.
Right. Uh-oh,
so,
we lost someone.
Yeah, I think we did lose somebody. Oh, I think we lost Peggy again. She's got bad reception.
Hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, so try that.
All right. I'll give that a shot, too.
Yeah. You know, that writing fast thing actually works really well because then, you know, if you just tell yourself you can't edit and you have to write.
Yeah, you have to write, yeah. Well, I have to confess, too, I picked up another book I was writing and writing both of them. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, that can be tough.
Yeah, because what happens is, you know, I have to, because when I get in a slump, I feel terrible that I'm not writing. And so I move to the other one.
And that's fine.
But I know
that's a good strategy.
Oh, okay.
I like that fine. All right, well, I hope some of that helped you and Peggy, wherever she went.
Thank you very much, Nina.
Oh, she's back.
She's back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, Peggy, did those comments help you?
They do a lot. Yes.
Okay, good.
I can almost feel myself sliding out of the slump because now I have something exciting to think about. So I appreciate it.
Good.
Yay.
Any other questions, ladies?
I just don't. I don't let slumps bother me too much. I think it's part of the creative process, you know?
Uh-huh.
I really do. I think it's something to be waited through, and then you come back.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're gestating. You
know, yeah.
The ideas
gestating.
Or whatever are just
hmm.
gestating, and they're not ready to come out yet.
That's right.
You have to be careful that you don't just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I do find that if I go through a slump and I'm not writing much, then, you know, and I'm not always working on a book. A lot of times I'm just working on my blogs and stuff. But if
yeah.
I feel, you know, if I'm in a slump, I just don't feel like doing it, I don't want to write, you know, whatever, then sometimes that little wait gives me a jolt because then suddenly I'm behind. You know what I mean? And I
right.
need to catch up.
Right.
And for
yep.
me, deadlines always work. They always help.
Yeah.
I mean, they may at first put me off, but once I get going, I'm like, oh, you know, I got to meet this deadline. So
yeah.
that always helps me.
A friend of mine, Natalie Bazile, who wrote Queen Sugar, and Oprah bought the rights to it, you know, I went to listen to her speak, and someone asked her, well, how long did it take you to finish your book? And she said 12 years. He said, 12 years? She goes, yeah, you know, you kind of go through, you know, get excited, you have the story, and then you doubt yourself, and then you put it down, and then you pick it up, and then she says, it's a process. It's a normal process. Mine took 12 years. She says, typically it takes 4 to 6 for fiction. I was like, oh.
Yeah, but, okay, so... That may be true for
but,
some
but
people.
She was just talking about, like, I think what Francine said, it's part of the process. So 12 years is a long time.
Well, but even 4 to 6 years is a long time. Look at people like
I know.
Jonathan Mayberry, who writes his own
I know,
book,
he writes every,
like,
yeah.
You know, not
know.
Like some of the other people who don't write their own books. But
I know.
He writes his own books, and he's churning out, like, 3-4 novels a year.
Yeah, but that's him. But I'm just saying, you know, if it's don't
yeah,
don't
but he has 3
about.
Secretaries and 2 virtual assistants.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's still, the thing is, he's gotten
is
to the point
difference.
Where he can afford those. But
yeah.
he's
yeah.
always churned out books. And
yeah.
yes, he's a bit like me. He has a journalism background. But what I want to point out is you can decide to hold up the woman who says it took me 12 years and it normally takes 4 to 6 years. And you can put that in your head and latch onto it and say, if it takes me 12 years, it's fine. Or you can latch on to other people write several novels in a year. Good ones.
Yeah, balance
not
it.
Crap, good ones. And
yeah.
you can decide who you want to be. But once you get that in your head, you're going to have it in your head, and that's what you're going to manifest, is I'm a 12-year
yeah.
novelist.
Yeah. No, I'm not manifesting it. I'm just I was just sharing.
Yeah, no,
it's
I understand.
Not, I don't ever want to take 12 years or even 4 years to finish this book. It's just, you know, it's just, you know, one of the things. But I agree.
Yeah. So, no, I didn't think you would. I just want to point out that we can, your unconscious mind can latch onto that.
Yeah.
So you want to consciously be telling yourself something different, like, I want to publish my book in September.
Yep. That's why I have to, that's why I'm saying that, because I don't want this to be a long, drawn out, that's like too long.
Right.
to me, I like move on to something else.
Well, so maybe what you need to do, and Peggy, you as well, maybe what we need to do on your intentions is to put some time frames on things. So you have finished the book by the beginning of September, but we have finished half of the middle of the book, and that should be in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to push this to December only because I'm putting on this event on October 1st, and it doesn't seem like that's gonna happen in the way I wanted to. Because before I was only writing, and now I'm volunteering at this breast cancer thing. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can change it to the beginning of December. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
but
what I said.
What about,
I have to be really realistic.
What about plotting the book, though?
Oh, no, I'm not going to stop plotting the book.
You have finished plotting the book. What I'm
yeah.
saying is maybe if you gave yourself a deadline, you said, I'm going to finish plotting the book by this date so that then
right.
I can go back to writing.
Right. Well, that date has passed, so I just have to plot it and make sure that it's done before. You know, I'm still plotting.
Okay, so you don't want to give yourself a deadline for when to finish it. I mean,
no, it was September. It was September, and then I had to be realistic. I really, I put myself in situations where I should have said, I probably should have said no to this event. But I just have to be realistic. That's all.
Yeah, but I'm not asking you to write the book by then.
No, I know you're asking me to make, you know, to put a deadline on the plotting it,
mm-hmm.
and I had hoped to have finished plotting it before today. Even, you know, I think it was a couple of phone calls that I missed ago. So, yeah, I can put another deadline on it. Want me to give that to you now? What is this? This is the end of June, so I'd say. Before the 15th of July, I should have it fully plotted.
Okay. And you're not going to be the only one I'm going to hold to this. What about Peggy? Peggy, since you've been stuck.
Yes.
You want to give yourself a deadline for any part of your book? I mean, because all I have down for intentions is write the story for the newspaper, finish rewriting the proposal, and your Twitter post. But I really don't have anything about your book.
Yeah, you're right. Well,
she was hoping you
yeah.
wouldn't notice that.
What? No. I remember I said at the beginning, maybe after questions, I'd have more to add for intentions.
Well, we're there now.
So what I need to do is I need to shred my proposal and. How would I do that? Maybe rewrite my outline, because of the business plan and everything, all that can stay, but it's the outline that I need to redo, right?
Okay, so you're going to rewrite the outline.
Yeah, rewrite the outline.
Time.
But when is the next time? Are we going to wait for it? We don't know yet. If it's
do, because I'm still here
okay.
for a little while, so our next one is the first. It's the first week of July, so that's
Okay, I will. Yes, I will redo my outline, and I should I.
Are you going to finish that chapter you're struggling with?
Okay, I will finish the chapter I'm struggling
with. Even
if
it's just a rough draft.
Okay. Yes, because I'm going to do what you said. Just start writing and write it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Francine, you want to have a deadline for something?
Yes, I want to mind map a strategy for developing my platform, and I want to do that within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. So what I'm going to do...
But listen, ladies, I have to sign off, and I love you all, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So I was hoping to talk to her about July while she was on the phone, but...
Oh, she signed off so quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Now that I've badgered the two of you.
No. But
oh, you didn't badger.
I don't see that as badgering.
It's inspiring.
Yeah. No, it's like we kind of need a swift kick. Come on, that's fine.
that's why I'm here, right? I mean, this is supposed to be about results, right? So that's why I'm here. That doesn't
no,
mean that if
like,
you show
I
back
said,
up and you say, you know, I was organizing that thing and I got halfway. That's okay.
Yeah.
But when you know somebody is holding you accountable and is going to ask, you're more likely to do it.
You know what I said? I said, Nina is not going to let me go. So let me go ahead and give myself a date.
There you go. Good.
That's what we're doing this for. So.
Yep. All right. So I only have the two of you on here. I think, Peggy, you might have already weighed in right about July. So let me tell Juanetta what's going on. So I am going to Bulgaria, of all places, because my son had a competition in July. And
whose competition?
My son. He's go. Oh, he's
oh,
a big
yeah,
ballet
yeah, yeah.
competition.
Wow.
And ballet competition.
How exciting.
Yeah, very hard to get into. Only 130 kids get in. And
wow,
so
congratulations.
Not kids, most of them. But anyway, and he has nobody there with him. So I'm going.
Oh, good.
And so we're fine for the first week of July. The third week of July, what I had said was I had one free, we had some options. What did I say? I said we could meet at 2 p.m., which is midnight there. I might be able to do 1 p.m., so this is the third week.
And it's so
or we could meet.
Midday is hard for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then the other thing is to meet at 7 or 8 p.m. or 5 or 6 p.m., 7 or 8 there, which is 5 or 6 a.m. there. So 7 or 8 here, p.m., so just like an hour later, but I'd get up early there. Or we just skip the third week of July, and being that August actually has like 5 weeks, we'll have two sessions, you know, I'll add in an extra session in August, and they'll be kind of back-to-back. The first one
I'm fine with that. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that because we may even have, like, reception issues and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I actually have internet. They said the internet was pretty good. But, yeah, I think so. Peggy's here. She said skip July. Sue said skip July. I mean, not all of July, the third week in July.
Yeah. Winnetta's the same. Yeah.
Okay. Agrees. Oops.
Hello?
Okay. So then we just need to try to hear from a few other people. I'd like to hear from at least one other person. So, because I think Pat was going to be back by then. But anyway, right now I'm assuming that's probably what we'll do.
Okay.
And we'll just pick up. Summer's slow anyway, and, you know, everybody likes to have a little time off.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds exciting. Sounds real exciting.
Yeah, it is. You know, kind of an interesting place to go, I guess.
Well, you'll tell us, right?
Yeah.
When you get back.
Yep. And then I'll be sending out an email, but probably not right now, because if July is going to be, you know, we're not going to be sort of normal in July. While I'm there, I will probably try to send out an email to try to get more members in again because we lost a few. Okay. Still committed to the group, and Peggy, you said you were, and Pat is, and so you know, well, we've been able to keep it going so far, and I'm not going to worry about it for this month and next month, and we'll see what happens come August, September.
Okay.
All righty. Oh, did you get my email, Nina?
I did, and I've just been swamped with trying to get ready to leave.
Okay. So I hope it wasn't too much.
No, it wasn't. I was like, wow, look at all the people she's hanging out with.
No, that wasn't it.
With, trying to get on TV. So I think what I'm going to have to do, Winnetta, I had it on my list, contact Winnetta. So I was like, okay, today I'm
going to... Oh, no, why don't you do this? And then because, we're kind of like in the midst of the gorillas because we're doing two events with the organization. So it's...
Okay.
But so,
all right, so if
yeah,
I pick back up
no
with
problem.
You when I get back, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, awesome.
All right,
ladies, then I guess that is it for today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the time.
Yeah.
And have a great trip in Bulgaria, and good luck to your son.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll talk to you guys before. We have one more session before I go.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The first week. Winnetta, put it on your calendar. We like having you here.
Yeah. The first week in July, it's going to be on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's always the first and third week. So it's
Tuesday
the 5th.
Okay. All right. Got you on my calendar.
Awesome. All right.
Okay.
I will talk to you ladies later. Have a great 2 weeks and go out and achieve more inspired results.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for being here.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.